A recent report puts a price tag on repairs required to local water systems in Massachusetts. It also adds to a national political issue because President Donald Trump has promised to make a massive investment in infrastructure. Cities and towns in Massachusetts are facing a total bill of $17 billion to keep water infrastructure in good working order, according to a report from State Auditor Suzanne Bump. The report said the financial responsibility is too great for municipalities alone, and it suggested more state funding and more regionalization of water systems. The report's based on a survey of 146 cities and towns. It found drinking water systems need $7.2 billion in repairs, wastewater systems $8.9 billion, and stormwater upgrades require $1.6 billion. Although local officials have long known of the infrastructure repair needs, the work has been deferred by more pressing expenses, according to Bump's report. The Springfield Water and Sewer Commission will spend $100 million on infrastructure upgrades over a three-year period that started last summer, according to Executive Director Joshua Schimmel.
We look at where we have consequence of failure, so where we are exposed in terms of not having redundant systems, we make that a project and we put in redundant systems. So a lot of the bigger projects that are going on right now are redundancy projects to make sure that we can actually get the water from our source water down to Springfield.
In 1 year, more than 7,400 feet of water main pipe will be replaced, approximately 10,000 feet of sewer main pipe replaced or rehabilitated, and about 50 manholes replaced or repaired. Parts of the water and sewer infrastructure date back to the 1800s. Because it is in the ground, hidden from view, people don't pay much attention to infrastructure until it fails. Last year, a water main break in downtown Springfield opened a sinkhole that shut down a busy traffic intersection for a week. After that incident, Schimmel assured a public forum the city's drinking water system, which has more than 1,000 miles of pipes, is safe and reliable.
And nobody has a crystal ball, so I can't tell you where the next water main break will be, but I can promise you there will be one, because that's just the nature of the business. So what we do is our due diligence. We plan appropriately, we invest properly, we make sure we keep rates affordable.
The commission raised rates last July to help pay for infrastructure work. The typical residential water and sewer bill increased by $36.60 for the year. Springfield Director of Public Works Chris Signoli said the infrastructure may be old, but it is not in poor condition.
Most of the things that happen around here aren't because the pipes just fail. It's usually because something else happens. There's construction going on around it, or something hit it, or something like that. So the system in general is in very, very good condition.
Some infrastructure in Springfield is brand new. New pipes have been installed to deliver water and sewer service to the $950 million MGM casino complex under construction downtown, according to the city's chief economic development officer, Kevin Kennedy.
There's $7 million going into this project that people really don't know about because it's below grade, but it's critically important to the project.
Bump's report noted that economic development and climate change will both put additional strain on the water system infrastructure. The report said only 6% of cities and towns have drawn up plans for addressing the impact of climate change on water and sewer systems. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.